Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I am Corey.
I'm Garrett.
And we are a father and son who have been diving into 1 Peter, studying that book as our first study for this podcast. This is actually episode number 82. So it's taken us 82 studies at the pace we've been going to get through the book of 1 Peter. And this will be the last one. This is the last study of our final greeting section of chapter 5, verses 12 through 14 of 1 Peter. It's the last verse and therefore the last study from the book of 1 Peter. And but we hope that it's been profitable to you as you have studied with us through 1 Peter. And at the end of the episode here in just a minute, I will be telling you what will be our next study that we'll be going to. We'll call it season two, but there's not going to be a break in the action. It's just tomorrow we'll start a different book, and that'll be season two. So anyway, we're at verse 14 of 1 Peter chapter 5, and the very last words that Peter would write in this letter, "Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace be to all of you who are in Christ." That's the New American Standard, and I wanted to read it from a couple of translations. This, the ESV says, "Greet one another with the kiss of love. Greet peace to all of you who are in Christ." So very similar, but I just wanted to, I thought that was interesting. Really, the biggest difference in those two is a kiss of love and the kiss of love from the ESV, the New American Standard. But anyway, this means we're supposed to be smooching on each other, right, Garrett?
Something like that. No. he says, "Greet one another with the kiss of love." This is, kissing each other on the cheek, I think, was a much more socially acceptable greeting then than it would be, you know, today. It was not uncommon for people to greet one another in that way.
And still not in that part of the world today.
I guess in the same way we might give a handshake to someone or something like that, but it's an expression of a greeting or affection towards someone when you see them. And so really the idea here is that you know, you're greeting one another, you're being hospitable, you're recognizing one another, and you're being affectionate. You're showing that appreciation, that affection, and the love that you have between one another to each other. You know, this is not like you see each other and look the other way or act like you don't know each other or something like that. You know, give that love and that encouragement to other people whenever you have the opportunity.
Yeah, it's important to point out here that the imperative or the command in the original language is not kiss.
Yeah.
The imperative is the word that is translated greet. That's what is required of us. And that word that's translated Greek, the original word in the original language, just means to, as you said, engage in hospitable recognition of each other. So how can that be done? Well, it can be done by a kiss on the cheek. It can be done by a hug, a handshake, a high five, I guess, you know. But the idea, again, the imperative or the command is to greet. And then how to greet, I think we have different examples in a lot of places, but with a kiss of love would certainly be an appropriate way. But again, the idea here is not so much the kiss as it is that it's a kiss of love. You might be able to guess, if you don't know, Garrett, but do you know what the word that is translated love here what might happen to be?
Yeah, it's an agape love. So nothing you know, nothing romantic, I guess, about it. But the idea is that it's a self-sacrificing love. Agape is a love that seeks the best of other people, that seeks their best intention, which is a huge part of that that community and that family kind of relationship is, you know, you're expressing that you agape one another.
Yeah, and even the kiss word has the idea of it of brotherly in its root. So this is not it's not a romantic kiss for sure. But the idea here is to greet one another like you ought to greet one another. You're part of a family. Show love of each other, and really that kind of slides right into that last sentence, peace be to all of you who are in Christ. You know, he's closing the book with this idea that you are the chosen, which is what he started with, what he ended with in the last couple of verses. So if you are, be at peace with in your heart with one another, be at peace with your relationship with the Lord, and don't give up. If you are in Christ, no matter what comes up, you can be at peace because you know you have the right relationship with Christ in him, and you have a relationship with brothers and sisters in Christ that's built on brotherly love and agape love, that you're not in this alone, but you're in this all together.
Yeah, and I think that's what it kind of this whole book revolves back around. I mean, we've talked about suffering, we've talked about trials, we've talked about relationships, we've talked about all these different, you know, facets of life and why they may be struggling to hold close to their relationship with God. But ultimately, it's all about having peace, having a state of well-being with Christ, and
no matter what the externals are.
Yeah, if you have that peace, if you let go of the externals and say, okay, my focus is peace with God, my focus is pursuing Him, and that relationship is, you know, going to grant me the peace that maybe the world doesn't. And whenever that's where it needs to be, then relationships fall in line whenever they need to, and trials fall in line wherever they need to. But it all goes back and revolves around the relationship we have with Him.
Well, that's been, to me, a good study. I don't know, audience, if you've enjoyed it, but I have enjoyed, Garrett, spending these last 82 days studying through the book of First Peter with you. It's always good to sit across the table and study God's Word, especially with someone that knows it as well as Garrett does. And of course, being a father and son, it's been a blessing to me to be able to spend extra time with you doing this. But we hope it's been profitable to you, and maybe you found out that First Peter wasn't exactly what you thought it was. but again, we've tried to go into it with not trying to push any agenda or doctrine, just what does the text say? That's always going to be our standard. Is all we care about is what does the text say? And so we hope that that's been helpful to you, and we hope that it will cause you to want to continue to study along with us. We're pleased to tell you that season two will be a study of the book of Philippians. So a letter that Paul wrote. We'll be looking at a different author and a different audience, and maybe you'll find out Philippians is not exactly what you think it's about. But anyway, what it's about is what the text says it's about, and that's what we're wanting to deliver, because as we always say in the tagline, the text is the star of the show, and you know, it's not us. We're just here trying to look at what the text says. So anyway, we hope that you'll like, share, subscribe, do all the things on social media and wherever it is that you get your podcasts at to help spread the word about this study, Scripture Spotlight, this podcast. We hope that you will yourself dedicate 5 to 10 minutes with us every day as we continue to look into God's Word and find out the message that He has for us and our lives as we look at just simply what does the text say in God's Word, because this is Scripture Spotlight, where the text is always the star of the show.